Welcome to episode 1800 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, we continue with our theme we're exploring this week, where you will discover a different meditation technique you can do as you sit down and meditate today. You can also do these techniques as you go about your day. In fact, I challenge you this week to do these meditation techniques that I share with you right in the midst of your most stressed out moments of your day. Taking your meditation techniques off your cushion or chair where you sit to meditate and into your day-to-day life. You will notice that as you do this more and more, instead of feeling triggered by stress and reacting in anger or frustration or sadness or depression, you will begin to fall back on these meditation techniques, where you might do an affirmation or a breathing technique or one of the other techniques I share with you this week. Today, you'll be guided using a breathing technique, and this breathing technique is combined with this week's affirmation. And I challenge you further, as you explore our theme, which is simplicity in your relationships, I encourage you to focus on one relationship in your life you'd like to improve. Just one relationship. And I challenge you to listen to the person and hear what this person has to say. This can be a relationship with a loved one, a friend, or maybe it's a more casual relationship with a neighbor or a colleague, someone that you might want to get to know better or improve your relationship with. So focus on this person and really listen and hear what they have to say. I'll share with you a little more insight to help you improve a relationship in your life. As you focus on this person with your challenge this week to listen and hear this person, consider whether or not you allow this person to expand on their self-concept, how they view themselves. Do you allow them to explore different parts of themselves? For example, when they share their dreams, or maybe something new they want to try, or maybe they have completely different ideas about life in general than you do. Do you shut them down? Or do you negate this part of them? Or do you allow them to explore this part of themselves? Think about if you really allow this person to fully be who they are. And you might consider in your relationship with this person whether or not they do the same for you. When you talk about things you're excited about, do they kind of look at you without really connecting to what you're saying? Or do they encourage you to express more of yourself and maybe even feel so inspired by what you're saying that they often pursue the same pursuits you're pursuing, so your enthusiasm for life can often rub off onto them So think about how you allow this relationship you're focusing on this week. Visualize this person right now. Do you allow this person to fully be who they are? And does that person allow you to have your own self-concept? As you settle yourself down to meditate, know that if you want to go a little more deeply into any theme we're exploring, as well as gain access to over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations, you can find more support on the Sip and Om meditation app, which I also invite you to try free access to the full app for 2 weeks. You also receive a full guided journal with a daily reflection question customized for each week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide that's customized as well for the week's theme. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. We also have herbal teas. In fact, we have an herbal subscription tea box. We're getting ready to launch next month's teas. This is where you receive at your doorstep organic guided teas, one for each week. I customize an herbal tea to go along with each week's meditation series. So this week's herbal tea is a tea that will help you as you simplify in your relationships. And the herb this week is raspberry leaf. This is kind of a fluffy herb, and it can support you in many ways. It is valuable for helping to provide the clarity that's often so essential when evaluating relationships in your life. Some of the most significant parts of your life are the relationships you have in your life. So you can find this at the sipandom.com website. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and relax your mind and your body, begin to inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing yourself become a little calmer. Your eyes are gently elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. As you inhale through your nose, visualize the relationship you're focusing on this week. And mentally repeat as you inhale through your nose, listen. Listen to the essence of this person. Who they are. And as you exhale, mentally affirm, hear. Hear what they have to say. Hear who they are. Inhale, listen. Exhale, hear. Repeat this breathing technique as you visualize this relationship in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.